Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Being crystal clear is the new superpower. That's from the book we're going to be discussing today, The Crystal Muse. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. Hello, inspired listeners. Welcome back to another Wisdom Wednesday. Every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, here on the Om Times Radio Network. I am your co-host, Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector here in Seattle, Washington, back from a fabulous 8-day vacation in San Jose del Cabo, Mexico. Good to be back on the air. I know that Kimison has been holding down the fort the last 2 weeks, and she had an excellent guest. I was able to listen to the podcast poolside in Mexico, and it was a fabulous guest last week, a lot of fun. But just want to say thank you for hanging out with us here on the live show. We're going to have a lot of fun talking about this book and getting all into the power of everyday rituals of using crystals to tune into the real you. So if you want to learn more about the work that I'm doing here in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com. You can do an internet search for The Intuitive Prospector. And I'm excited to bring my co-host on, who's been, like I said, hosting by herself the last few weeks, Kim Thalken in Richmond, Virginia, founder of Love First. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Welcome back. Oh, my goodness. It's great to finally have you back here. It's been a few weeks. I know you were off enjoying yourself, but we're going to have a good show today. We're going to be talking about one of my favorite things, crystals, as I'm sitting in front of all of mine right now. I've got them all around me on my desk. But Mark said, I have my practice here in Richmond, Virginia, also in LA. If you'd like to learn more about me, you can go to lovefirst.info. I will be working out of my LA office for 2 weeks, beginning June 19th. If you'd like to book an in-person session with me during this time, I would love to work with you. And it's just so good to be back on air together, to be talking about just a lot. The crystals do a lot for us, and I don't think a lot of people understand all that they can do and how they can we can work with them. And so that's why I'm really excited to have both of our guests on today, which I know you're going to be bringing in. But if you'd like to, as a listener, interact with us on social media, you can find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter and Instagram under Inspired for Us, Google Plus under Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. You can interact with us there. You can also learn about upcoming shows and send through your questions. And then if you've missed the live show, or you simply love the live show so much you want to listen to it again on podcasts, you can do that through all of our archives on Om Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, marklanehart.com, lovefirst.info, YouTube, and iTunes. Back to you, Mark.
Awesome. Thank you, Kim. So, of course, Murphy's Law, we go live on the air and my neighbor decides that he wants to mow the yard. So I apologize if you're picking up the lawnmower in the background, just good timing or bad timing, depending on how you look at it. So if you want to call in, we're going to be taking calls second half of the show. The call-in lines for the if you're in the U.S. only, it's 1-202-570-7057. If you are outside of the United States, you can still go to our Facebook page, like Kim was just saying. That's Inspired Living Radio. Post your question there, and we'll try to bring it live to air if we can. If you have a question about crystals, I know I have a few questions of my own, and I know in my own spiritual journey, I didn't always work with crystals, and it wasn't until my journey to the Omega Institute in New York that I actually was introduced to crystals and saw a really big difference. So again, if you want to call in, that number to call in the second half of the show, we'll open up the phone lines. That number is 1-202-570-7057. That is for U.S. residents only. And if you have a question outside of the U.S., post it to our Facebook page. And also, if you visit our Facebook page, we also have an interactive map. Make sure to click on that so we can see where all of our inspired listeners are all around the world. You just click on the map, put a little pin on where you're at, and it's really cool to see our global audience grow over time. As with every show that we do, we have a positive affirmation that we do in the month of May. I can't believe May is almost over as we get ready to head into June. And the positive affirmation for the month of May is, I refuse to give up because I haven't tried all possible ways. So we'll just sit there for a second, let that sink in. I refuse to give up because I haven't tried all possible ways. And I think that's going to tie into our show today. If you haven't tried crystals, this is some information you're going to want to tune into and get a little bit more awareness about crystals. And as with every positive affirmation we do every single show, I want to let our Inspire listeners know that the sponsor for this positive affirmation is Prime My Body affiliate, Hemp Awareness, and it's from soil to oil and one of the best patented nano-enhanced hemp oils on the market. This unique liposomal delivery system of liquid gold delivers the hemp oil into the tissue of the human body at the cellular level with no psychoactive highs, all natural and legal in all 50 states. If you want to learn more about hemp oil, hemp-infused skin moisturizer, hemp protein superfood, or a simple body detoxification system, then visit awareness.primemybody.com, and that is our sponsor for the positive affirmation for the month of May. So let's introduce our guests, give a little background about this book that we have. It's a very nice book, very well put together. I have the actual hard copy sitting here on my desk here in the studio, and it's The Crystal Muse, Everyday Rituals to Tune Into the Real You. And our co-founders of Energy Muse is our special guest today. I'm hopefully going to say your name right, Heather Askenosi and Timmy Jandro, who are live on the line with us. And if I did mispronounce your last name, I do apologize. But let me just give a little information about who they are and how they came to be the co-founders of Energy Muse. They're not only business partners, but they've known each other since the age of six, so it sounds like they're best friends as well. In 2000, the two founded Energy Muse with the mission to educate and reconnect the world to the ancient wisdom and healing properties of crystals. It has since become an industry leader in wearable energies, providing tools of empowerment, inspiration, that's why we have them on the show today, because this is Inspired Living, and hope in the tangible form of jewelry and crystals. Co-founder Heather Askenosi is a leading influencer on the power of crystals, feng shui, and holistic healing. With for over 28 years, she's had the privilege of studying with the best healers from all over the world who have passed down ancient teachings on how to utilize energy technology. Heather did not always start out on the spiritual path, but after graduating from Arizona State University with a BA in communications and business, Heather worked in real estate, selling high-end homes in Manhattan Beach. And although she was making a lot of money, she was not happy and fulfilled. And I tell you what, guys, we hear this all the time when people are making a lot of money and not being fulfilled with their path. And when a client asked Heather for a home with good feng shui, she researched it and originally just, just to make a sale, but ended up introducing her to the world of energy. So it's funny how doors open. Heather is a skeptic at heart and believes in producing results, which lead her to years of studying and researching that backs Energy Muse today. Co-founder Timmy Jandro uses her 12 years of sales experience in the garment industry to focus on the growth and development side of the Energy Muse. So good teamwork there. She graduated from the University of Southern California with a BA in business and worked selling to big box retailers such as Walmart, JCPenney's, and more. Timmy was burnt out and not feeling like herself when Heather introduced her to the crystals, and she began working on the business side of the Energy Muse. And it wasn't until a few years ago when a family crisis caused the crystals to really come alive for Timmy in a deeper way and heal her. Together, Heather and Timmy's unique combination of business and energy healing background create the perfect balance for providing expertise to their clientele. Heather and Timmy, welcome to Inspired Living Radio.
Welcome.
Thank you. so much. Wow, that was cool to listen to that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, you know, it's funny because we've had a lot of guests. We're in our third season of Inspired Living Radio, and it seems that there's always a pattern that we're doing a job or we get a degree in communications and business, and then we find ourselves not doing what we, set out to get our degree. And I'm in the same way. I've got an undergrad in business management. And here I'm doing, spirituality in a radio show. So right. It's always funny and interesting to see, when you are making a lot of money, that you maybe not be as happy and fulfilled in having purpose in life. And so you set out on a different journey. So let's talk about with your backgrounds coming together since the age of, I think you said six. You guys have been together and had these different journeys and then created the Crystal Muse and put it in the form of a book that sits before me today. Let's talk about the crystals and introduce our inspired listeners for those that may not know about crystals. What's one key takeaway from this book that you'd really want to open the show with?
Well, this is Heather. I think the number one takeaway would be if you think that a crystal is going to change your life, you're going to be really disappointed because the only person that can change your life is you. And crystals are a tool on your journey, such as meditation or yoga or your nutrition or your supplements. Mm-hmm. It's another thing that you can bring to the table to help you on your journey through life.
I like that. And I opened up the show with your quote, Heather, being crystal clear is the new superpower. I love that. But you're right. It is a tool, and that journey does begin within. I always like to say the only way out is in, and crystals are – I like to say they're like when I had my first experience with a crystal, to me, I kind of looked at it like you have a guitar, and we're kind of like we're guitars. We sometimes have to restring ourselves, and we get tuned into life. And then you plug that into an amplifier, and you can really magnify that vibration and that sound. And that's what crystals were to me when I was first introduced at the Omega Institute. It was like plugging into an amplifier and went, wow, that really enhanced my meditation.
Wow, that's a good way to put it. I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, and Timmy, what about you? How would you describe this book?
Well, for me, because my background really wasn't about crystals, I didn't know a lot about them. Heather would use me as a guinea pig in some of her studies, and I'm like, you know what? I don't really understand what these are all about, but I'm feeling something, and I like it. And so, different things would happen when I was working with them, and she would advise me on how to use them. And so for me, like the biggest takeaway, I think, from this book and what I've learned in this last 18 years of working with crystals is when you have a crystal, you work with it with an intention, you use it as a ritual, in a ritual or as a recipe, in a recipe for your life, and you get a result. And that's why we're still here 18 years later.
Mm-hmm. The longevity of it. So it's interesting when I get ready to do a show each week. I don't know if you guys notice that there seems to be a pattern or a trend, and I see things about crystals or I see posts on Facebook about crystals. And so I thought I'd ask this question of the both of you. If you had one crystal to carry with you for 30 days and you could only carry one, which one would you carry?
Well, for me right now, I would carry selenite, and I do carry it. Actually 365 days, but selenite. I love that one because it is, I look at it as liquid light because I personally believe it helps to clear your energy field, but it's a powerful way to infuse yourself with the energy of light, which in today's time, I feel mm-hmm. like we're bombarded with a lot of density with, all of the speed of which life is going. And so mm-hmm. we can get bogged down. And I like to use it as a tool to clear and also fill my cellular being and electric being with light.
Ooh, I like that.
Wow, and all of what Heather just said, for those reasons, I think I can feel very anxious and like out of my body sometimes. Just we're moving so fast. There's so much going on. I'm kind of a hyper anxious person anyway. So I actually have the crystal that you've challenged me with for 30 days that I do carry right now in my hands. It's called Blue Lace Agate. And blue lace agate just reminds me of, like, when you look at the ocean, you look at the waves, they're big, they're small, the ebb, the flow. That's kind of life, right? And so you're dealing with how do you feel calm when you look at that? It's kind of a meditative feeling when you're looking at waves. And when you look at blue lace agate, even the one that I have, it almost looks like there's waves within that crystal. So it just reminds me to go with the flow, stay calm. Blue is a very calming energy, and I just love to have that crystal around.
Yeah, that's a great crystal. I actually wear that a lot myself when I'm working. And speaking of waves, just, you know, spending the last 8 days looking at the waves of the Sea of Cortez with my blue lace agate. Yeah, so I thought I'd just ask you guys just to see what you what stones or what crystals you're carrying. Something I saw on Facebook, and I thought about it myself, and I think the stone that I would probably pick is rose quartz, just for the fact, you know, the rose is based on love, beauty, and happiness. And I'm looking at the book here, and it's nice because you have all the stones broken down, and you have blue lace agate, which is calming, peace of mind, relaxation, and then selenite, which is cleansing, healing, and protection. So maybe we put that out to our inspired listeners to challenge them to take the 30-day challenge and pick one stone and see how they resonate with it. As far as how do you – we're going to be going to our first break here in about a minute, but I want to ask the question too, how do you choose a crystal? Because I know some of our listeners right now are going, there are so many crystals out there. How do I go about choosing a crystal?
You know what? The easiest way to choose a crystal is to just, in my opinion, the whole energy of crystals is for us to tap inside, as what you said earlier in the show, but also to trust ourselves. And so a good way to choose a crystal is by either, if you're going to buy it online, taking a look at all the crystals, see which ones you're attracted to, see which one catches your eye. If you go to a crystal store, holding them, feeling them, touching them. Some of them will feel heavy. Some of them will feel light. Some of them will feel like it's the perfect fit, kind of like Goldilocks in the bed, you know. But you'll know. You will know. And when you trust yourself, you will get the whole teaching of the mineral and crystal world, which is about trust yourself, go inside, and connect.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Okay, well, with that, that's perfect timing. We're going to go to our first commercial break. We're going to be back here in 2 minutes with our very special guest today, Heather Askenosi and Timmy Jandro, talking about their book, Crystal Muse, Everyday Rituals to Tune In to the Real You. We'll be back here on Inspired Living Radio.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First's services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom,
Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim and our very special guests today, Heather and Timmy, both the co-founders of Energy Muse and also the authors of Crystal Muse, Everyday Rituals to Tune into the Real You. So there's, you know, crystals are beautiful and people know what they are, but I don't think people really understand all, unless they're like you or they're in this work and they work with crystals. But I feel like a lot of people out there don't even understand the vast ways in which crystals can support us in many parts of our lives. So share with the audience a little bit about what crystals are and how we can work with them and how they support us. Why, what benefits come by working with crystals?
Well, you know, if you look at it from all of us human beings have our feet on Mother Earth. And that's where crystals come from. Crystals come from the energy of the earth. And so if we think about when you were a little kid, I mean, most of us would go to the beach or we'd go to a park and we'd pick up pebbles. And did you ever used to do that when you were little, mm-hmm. when you were walking down the sand on the ocean? And it's something innately we do, especially when we were little. We would go and we'd treasure hunt. And it was something that we felt a connection to do just innately. And if we look at crystals that come from the earth as an energy of support, then they are supportive to us. And so sometimes they support us when we hold on to them because we need something just to hold on to because we need to remember to breathe. Sometimes they support us if some people are wanting to let go of something and they need something to hold on to because their mind is telling them, okay, let go, let go, let go. But sometimes we all need something physically to touch onto to help that connection with the mind, body, spirit. So I love what you said at the beginning, because if we look at the energy of the earth, crystals as a tool for support, whether we wear them, whether we hold them through meditation, whether we look at them as a talisman, it's going to be different for everyone. And they will support us differently because everybody is different. So it's a tool to hold on to, and it's a tool to wear when we want to create something in our lives, whether that be letting go, healing from a broken heart, bringing in a new job. Once again, the crystal is not going to do all the work. It's going to help vibrate at a certain frequency so that you start vibrating at a certain frequency to attract, manifest, or let go of what no longer serves you.
And I love that's kind of like Mark, which is psychic readings. And I initially in my work, never worked with crystals, and I was supposed for the other psychics out there. Sorry, I'm hearing that my I'm not coming through very clearly. So I'll do my best. But then I was introduced to them, and now I really wouldn't have it any other way. So I do want to encourage the listeners out there to experience holding a crystal, buy a crystal, have one around you in your workplace, in your home, see how it makes you feel. And certainly this book that you guys have out, The Crystal Muse, it's a beautiful book. You know, they just very nicely laid out with beautiful pictures and very nice explanations on how you can work with them in different ways. So, you know, anybody who's looking to learn more about crystals and different ways in which you can work with them, please do check out their book, Crystal Muse. Now, Heather and Timmy, what's the best way that people can find you and can also purchase your book?
Well, they can visit our website at energymuse.com. And some people that live in our area, because we're out of the Los Angeles area, will actually come into our showroom, and they can touch and feel and pick their crystals personally. So, and they can pick up a book in our showroom also.
Very good. And so, you talk about your crystals being prepared for someone to purchase and to use with them right away, because there's a cleansing process that you do for all of your crystals. Talk to us a little bit about that and how we can care for our crystals, the importance of caring for our crystals.
Well, you know, this is a really big secret, and I think that if people try this, they'll gain some major results. If you think of a crystal coming out of the mine, so it's taken from the mine, it's then sold to somebody who sells it to somebody else, and it, maybe 20 hands touch a crystal, or even up to 100 hands touch a crystal before you get it. So it's kind of like you want to cleanse your crystal, you want to clean it, and one of the ways you can do that is by smudging it with sage, or you can put a crystal next to some high vibrational music or chanting. And then what you want to do is, after you've cleanse your crystal, you want to hold it in your hand and you want to give it a job. And that's very simple to do. All you need to do is you hold the crystal and you say, I programmed this crystal for blah, 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 whatever, health, serenity, to bring more clarity. And then you either hold it, or you can put it on your nightstand, or whatever you do. And the thing that's so important, and why a lot of people miss this step, is because, I don't know if it's talked about enough, but the crystal will hold the energy when you forget to hold it for yourself. So, for example, you program your crystal, you go to work, something happens with your kids, whatever, you know, things happen during the day, and you can maybe come home a little disjointed. But when you pick up the crystal, you're like, ah, I programmed this to remind myself to breathe and have harmony. And it helps you get back in that state when life maybe throws you a loop. And that's what's so great about the crystal world, is that it helps us. If you look at what the main component of our computers are, silicon dioxide, that's the main component of a quartz crystal. So it's a programmable piece of machinery or technology. And we have that ability to not only program these crystal earth energies, these wisdom keepers, as well as we can program our own mind and body with the words that we say and how we think. So when you use the two together, it's very, very similar to that, the amplification process, which was discussed earlier about, you know, putting your guitar into an amplifier. You are able to amplify your thoughts, your energies, and create a new reality for yourself through the energy of the earth that is accessible to all of us.
Very, very nice, because as human beings, we certainly do need to be reminded quite frequently about the things that are important for us to remember and to come back to center to. And so often our minds go off in all kinds of different directions. So to have a tool, a resource, a beautiful natural resource to help us with that is a real gift. So when you talk about caring for crystals, because it's not enough to just put your crystal on the shelf and just let it stay there without nurturing and nourishing and care, right?
Right. I mean, it's similar to any kind of relationship. And I don't mean it like, once again, in life, the things that we pay attention to, we have better relationships, such as if you meditate every day, you're going to have a better relationship with your meditation practice. If you eat consciously, you're going to have a better relationship with the food that you ingest. It's the same thing with crystals. It is a tool. The more you interact with it, the more you touch it, the more you have it in your life, you're going to have a better connection and stronger connection. So a lot of people will say, hey, I got a crystal, but it didn't work. Well, the thing is, the crystal's not doing the work. The whole message regarding the crystal, in our opinion at Energy Muse, is for you to reconnect not only with the energy of the earth, but to, most importantly, reconnect with yourself.
Yeah, isn't that funny how people are? They want someone else or something else to do the work for them. But
us included, us included, believe me. Yeah, okay, believe me. If there was something that could do that, we would be telling you right now, we'd be doing it. Believe me. Don't we all? It's human nature, right?
Sure, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know, Mark, if you want to jump in, but I was just going to ask, too, what is it about crystals that inspire you to share this message to the masses? What, you know, what's the importance behind this inspiration?
Well, I think just keeping it simple. I think what Mark said is take one crystal and start working with it, because so often in life, like what we were just talking about, you want the fast fix, you want the quick solution, and not necessarily more isn't better, you know what I mean? So start with one, like Heather said, connect with it. See how you feel when you use it and work with it. What energies come up, what things come up for you, and then you'll know if that crystal is the right one for you. And so we really try to keep things really simple. Start simple. Mm-hmm. And why do we do that? Because if you had three different crystals you were working with at one time, you wouldn't know which energies were actually helping you with the result.
Yeah, I think one thing that we like to do at Energy Muse and also with our book Crystal Muse is we really want to take the overwhelm, which I think you guys said when you first opened, you know, that we started talking today, is people are overwhelmed. They don't know where to start. And that's really what our mission is and what we're here to do to serve and help people transform. We give people very simple and easy ways that they can connect and start with working with crystals from as little as 3 minutes to 11 minutes a day. But it's really in the consistency. That's kind of the magic formula with anything in life, really, is being consistent with doing something every single day for a period of time. And then afterwards, you can assess it kind of like a mini scientific project and say, hey, you know what? Did I get the result that I wanted when I put in the time and I committed to doing the same thing every day for a period of time? I'm at the end of 21 days, then you could look back and go, did this work or did this not work? And if it didn't, you never have to do it again. But if it did, continue.
Right. And I think you said an important word in there, too, is commitment, because people, you need to commit to the process.
Yeah.
And that can be difficult. Commitment's another difficult thing for people to do sometimes. But if you want to experience them, you got to be committed to that process. Now, are there environments that crystals don't work particularly good in, or can you have them anywhere in any place?
Well, the thing is that if you look at a crystal or an amplifier, the crystal isn't going to say, hey, this is an amazing experience and this is not a good experience. The crystal will go into an environment and it will usually amplify what is there. So the thing that's cool about crystals is sometimes you'll bring them in and things will get stirring. I mean, things will get moving. And it's kind of, once again, it's that ownership of the human that has it and saying, okay, what do I need to learn from this? What do I need to shift around? What do I need to transform? These are tools to help us feel inspired and empowered to take action and transform our lives. And so if things get going in the direction that you don't want it to going, because a crystal will amplify whatever's there, then maybe it's time to look deeper at what's going on in your environment. Are there some toxic relationships that need to be looked at? Is your space needing to be decluttered? Is your place amazingly open and it's amplifying sunlight and all the good things, and you have opportunities coming left and right? You know what I'm saying? It's a reflection. They help to come into environments to help open us up so that we can see the truth and then take action.
Yeah, I like that, because a lot of times we're cluttered within ourselves. So we need to declutter even within ourselves.
That's the big job.
Go ahead.
That's the big job. Sometimes, yeah. It's easy for us to – usually what we start normally with our environment, because that's something – we could conquer our closet, right? We can conquer getting rid of the clutter, although those are big jobs. You know, definitely they take time. But once you clear all that, then you have to go to that – the bigger work, which is yourself, ourselves. And then we have to conquer those things within, and a lot of that can be sadness or fears. And then once we are able to identify it, then that's where we start the work. And that's empowering, and that is inspiring, and we can create great change, but we have to be honest with ourselves. And sometimes people take a short period to do that, and sometimes people aren't ready, and it takes years. And that's fine. You go with where you are at that moment, and you begin.
Now, you, so when we talk about caring for crystals, you know, some of the rituals and stuff that you talk about, you said leave it in the sun for a certain amount of time or things like that. Are there things that you shouldn't do? Do all crystals do okay in the sunlight or in the moonlight? Are there things that we should be careful of when we're handling our crystals that aren't good for them in that way?
Well, I think sometimes you have to be careful because some of the crystals are like water soluble. So like a selenite that's very easy to disintegrate would not handle water very well. So you wouldn't want to like, oh, let's scrub our crystal. Not all of them can take that. So I think safely going out into the – putting them out into the sun, into the moon, and then also saging them, like Heather said earlier, are safe for all crystals.
But, for example, shungite, which is being touted as the miracle molecule of the 21st century, and I highly suggest that anyone listening to this, pull that up. It's called shungite, and do your own research on this mineral. But that mineral out of Russia, it only comes from one place on the planet, and it's, you know, scientific research has not taken a look at the full spectrum of this, but it's believed to help to detoxify water, the elite shungite. Mm. But that mineral really loves sunlight, and that's how you reinfuse the technology and the molecular structure of that particular mineral. So that would be one that you'd want to for sure put in the sun. Moonstone, which is it kind of is an interesting one. You put that out under a moon, the full moon, moonstone. Mm. That one likes to be out in the nighttime and into the dark. But what's so amazing and empowering and inspiring is that once you connect, as I love that 30-day challenge, maybe taking one stone, you'll kind of start getting a relationship of it might feel heavy, and you'll be like, you know what, I want to put this outside. I want to give this earth energy back to the earth. I want to put it in some soil. I want to cleanse it. I want to make sure that I'm taking care of it.
And that is our lead into our last and final break here. Time is flying by. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we continue our conversation on crystals.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor,
radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide, are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guests today, Heather and Timmy, co-founders of The Energy Muse, author of Crystal Muse. So before we take a break, we're talking about different ways to care for our crystals and just to be mindful of which ones gravitate towards the sun, the moon, water, etc., which is good to know. Speaking of crystals and the benefits that they have, what are your thoughts on Andaras?
Okay, I'm sorry, Andaras? The Andara crystal?
Andaras. Uh-huh.
You know what? We have been asked about those, and we go to a big gem, a mineral gem show in Tucson every year. And what's interesting, you have the miners from every part of the world, and those are really hard to find. So I'd love, what do you know about them? Because I'm interested. I've never been able to get my hands on one.
Oh, I don't know much about them. I was just gifted some. And so
I've
been sitting here on my desk. They're beautiful. Yeah, I was gifted a couple of beautiful ones, but then I started to read up on them, and it seems like there are some people that say they aren't, you know, they aren't real, they're just glass. There's others that say they hold a lot of ancient wisdom, so I'm very new to them myself, so that's why I thought I'd ask what your experience has been, or if you, you know...
You know what? I know about them in the fact that people, they've been around, but I've never had been able to have my hands on one. And when at the Gem and Mineral Show, nobody ever has them. At least the, you know, we go, I don't know, how many years have we been for the last
10, 12 years.
But maybe they're just hard to get, or I can't really comment because I don't have any personal experience with them. But I've heard about them and they sound cool. So.
Yeah, some people really, really swear by them. So I wasn't sure what your thoughts were. But you know, when you talk about buying crystals, are there some? How can you tell like how pure a crystal is when you're buying it? Because my understanding is that they can go through a processing, depending on where you get your crystals from, right? Where the purity of it could be whittled down a bit. Is that correct?
Well, I think that could happen for sure. Heather and I have been really, it's been great because we now have very good relationships with a lot of our miners and the people that supply the crystals to us. And so we know where they're coming from. We know how they're taken out of the earth. We know, you know, what when they come here, like Heather had mentioned, we go through a whole cleansing program. So we are selling energy. We have to be authentic in what we are also supplying to people with our products. And so that's really important to us, that we hold that authenticity with our products.
Sure, sure. Now, Mark, I think you wanted to kind of ask a question on your end.
Yeah, I was just curious for the inspired listeners, how do you spell that stone that you were just talking about, Kim? The Andara?
Andara, A-N...
Andara? How do you spell that?
A-N-D-A-R-A. Andara, A-N-D-A-R-A.
Okay. Yeah, this is the first I've heard about it. So I was just curious, when you were talking too, were you actually touching the actual... Is it a stone or is it a crystal?
Well, I'm not really sure if it's a... It's two pieces that look like stones, but I don't know...
Are you touching it right
what
now?
...what their actual... Yeah.
Yeah, because it's interesting when you... The reason I'm asking if you're touching it, because you were kind of... Your signal was coming in and out. So there's that amplifier that we were talking about at the beginning of the show. I was just curious if you were actually touching it while you were talking about it, because, again, it was impacting your connection. You were breaking up just a little bit. We could still hear you, but I just thought it was interesting, just that frequency vibration. So I don't know much about the stone myself as a prospector, so miners and prospectors, but I will definitely search it out. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, interesting what you're touching on, Mark, because sometimes we feel like the energy of the crystals can be so intense that sometimes our electronical things go a little haywire. Mm-hmm. So maybe, Kim, you were tapping into something over there. I don't know.
We're just getting wild and crazy out here in Virginia, I tell you.
Yeah. So see, I can hear where it's reverberating. So I was just, you know, when you deal with crystals and energy, and we're all connecting together right now through energy, frequency, and vibration. So just interesting stuff. So I was reading through the book. I really enjoyed Chapter 7, Breakdown to Breakthrough. And turning, you had the quote from J.K. Rowling where it talks about rock bottom becomes the solid foundation of which I rebuilt my life, and turning the darkest of life's trials into opportunities for growth. And what I liked about the chapter, and I was going to have you talk about it, because I was sitting poolside in San Jose del Cabo reading this, and then your journey, you talked about Cancun, Mexico, and talking about you know, being able to shift your financial energy in a must be re-inspired, and some risks and leap of faith that you both took, you know, getting the large amethyst and having a shaman bless, but also talking about that, you know, that money is an exchange of energy. And it sounds like that was the tipping point for you after that, and everything started to, you know, get a little bit better financially for the business. And again, that breakdown to breakthrough. I just wanted to have you share that chapter, a little bit of the chapter, with our inspired listeners, because a lot of my clients that come to me, the main focus is always on money, right? It's always about how can I make more money, or how can I pay my mortgage? So how would you apply crystals into that energy that you're talking about when it's tied to the almighty dollar, as you say?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm sure probably most people thought we were crazy continuing to buy things when we were so in debt, but there was definitely a draw of energy that we needed to have that amethyst around us for many reasons. And as you read in the story, a lot of what we did ended up coming to fruition. We broke through it. And I think as many people on the spiritual journey, there's this belief system that if I'm helping people, I can't be abundant. And I think some of what Heather and I were working through at that time was, you know, we can have both, because if we don't, we won't be able to continue helping and inspiring people through teaching them about crystals. And so that was a big lesson for us to learn. We had to go into extreme debt. We had to go to some extreme measures, but we went with the energy that we were guided to, along with having our crystals with us. Actually, the crystals guided us to Cancun to do a show where we were trying to expand our market into a lot of the spas down in that area and to sell our crystal jewelry to them. What we found out when we got down there was the pricing was so expensive, and then all of the import fees, that none of it was going to happen. And so we were even in more debt after that show. But the crystals got us down there. We followed our hearts. We ended up meeting with a healer who took us on a journey to all of the ancient ruins, and also took us to a Temescal where we sweat out and broke through a lot of those thought processes that I was just talking about. And It was brutal. I'm not going to kid you. Like, at first I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling great. I feel like I've had this full-on breakthrough. And Heather was deathly sick. And it's funny because I was like, Heather, come on, just pick up your boots and get on the plane. We got to go home. you're okay. Well, it hit me a lot later, and that kind of is the way we are, just sensitivity-wise, things help usually hit me a lot later, and it hit me hard, and I will tell you, it was not fun or pleasant to go through, but the good thing is when we got back into town, David Beckham was spotted wearing our jewelry, so our whole company went viral, and we got out of debt within weeks. So, you know what, I guess a lot of it was just trusting our intuition, trusting ourselves to go on this mission and go down on this trip and be with our crystals. And we did. And it worked out, thankfully.
Yeah, that's really cool that David Beckham was wearing your – and that's all it takes is it just takes one person. We've had a guest on our show in the past, Mastin Kipp, who did a tweet, and then his tweet
went
viral.
We love him. We know Mastin.
Yeah, and he's been on our show twice, and he said that one tweet. I think it was – Kim, was it Beyonce that had done a tweet for him? And he pretty much went viral. So here you have David Beckham wearing your jewelry, and the next thing you know, you're getting out of debt. And just for our inspired listeners, it was a 500-pound amethyst. So it wasn't just an amethyst. It was a 500-pound amethyst, which I know it's one of my wife's favorite stones. And I know the little guys can cost money, so I can't imagine what a 500-pound amethyst costs. But good for you, and I really enjoyed that. And again, this was Chapter 7 in the book, Breakdown to Breakthrough, and I think it's a great manifesto, if you will, or a great just a great story of taking that leap of faith and being able to look past sometimes that financial risk and getting into debt and making a statement for your beliefs and trusting and being patient with that. And then you said it was just a few weeks later that it went viral and you got completely out of debt?
Literally, yes, it was. And you know what? I think a lot of the information in our book is Heather and I have been through so much together and so much separately, but we want to share how our stories can maybe inspire and help others and give them hope to know that our rituals with crystals, or as you could call them, recipes, when used with intention, can produce a result. So I guess it's hope. We're trying to just tell you there's different ways to break through things, and our modality are crystals. And the book is really great because some people might have no money issues, and that story won't relate to them at all, but yet they're trying to find love. So they can go to the love chapter, and that can be where they gather their information and work with the rituals and the crystals in that chapter. So you don't have to read Crystal Muse from cover to cover. You use it when you need it for specific energies or things that you're going through in your life at that time.
Yes, brilliant. And again, one more time for our inspired listeners out there, how can they find the book? How can they find your company, where you're located, social media? And any websites that you want to put out there so they can go click away.
So our website is energymuse.com. You can find the book there and a whole variety of crystals and crystal-inspired jewelry. You can find our book on any of the top websites like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of those types of places there it's available. We're on Instagram, and we are also on Facebook and Twitter. So. And also, awesome. Exciting news, in June, our audiobook is coming out, June 12th. So for people like myself that likes to listen to books, it's another way or another modality to get some more crystal information.
Very nice. Congratulations. Yeah, I love audiobooks. It's sometimes just more convenient, especially if you're traveling or on the road. And as far as part of Hay House, tell us about Hay House.
Hay House is the best. Kimmy and I were just in New York for a Hay House mastermind, and without geeking out too much, we were in the room. There was 40 of us invited, mm-hmm. and we just got to be in the room with, like, you know, Christina Ann Northrup and, you know, mm-hmm. Alberto Velodo and Dr. Mercola, and it was just like, oh my God. But the Hay House community and the books and the information that I believe that they are putting out in just the spiritual realm, and just even looking for the other authors that they look for, it's we adore them, and they came and asked us to write a book, and of course we said yes. So we are so grateful every moment to be part of the Hay House community.
Yeah, and what's cool about that picture you're talking about is one of my mentors and teachers, John Holland, was in that photo,
cool.
He just posted that, And I liked it. Yeah, it was about 40 of you. I didn't realize that you both were in the picture until you actually said that. And then I'd be talking with you today here on the radio show. So that's pretty cool. Great synchronicity. Yeah.
That is. We love
it. It was meant to be.
It really was.
Yeah.
So we're going to, gosh, this show just goes by so fast. Kim, did you have anything else that you wanted to ask? We opened up the phone lines.
I'll just add to our listeners that this book is categorized in very different categories. So anything it is that you're looking, not anything, I guess, but a lot of stuff in here that are people are interested in, love, money, breakthroughs, all these kinds of things, creativity, even as it relates to a fertility and pregnancy, there's different categories that people can come to in this book for specific rituals that'll help support what it is they're looking to bring into their experience. And it's all very nicely laid out. So I just want to, just say that to our listeners as they're thinking about perhaps learning more about crystals. But I just want to thank you both for sharing with us your story and just helping to spread the message on the importance of crystals and the very, working with the earth to make it all happen. There's not a better, better resource that we can do that, because I feel like we're supposed to be appreciating our earth more, our home, right? And these are the gifts she gives us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, Heather and Timmy, thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. This is Inspired Living Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, here on Om Times Radio Network. Until then, have a great week, everyone. Be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.